But anyway, it's fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. As long as you don't delete people's mic feeds again.
It's very interesting that you'll do something like, when we leave the house, you'll leave the vape on my desk. On my desk, intentionally, because then it like makes it harder for you to take it with you. Like, because then if you see it, you're like, oh, it's on Gabe's desk. I put it there to not use it, you know? And then when we're out, you're like, I need you to steal me a vape.
Yeah, but when you think about it, I'm still vaping way less. Because one, the reality is I probably won't find a vape to hit.
Stop scratching. You got the dry, you got dry skin right now. Me too.
I know. It's fucking disgusting.
The winter really screws us over.
Nigel's like...
Yeah, Nigel used to go meow. And now he goes, meow.
He's drying out. I still hit the vape significantly less if we're not out. I mean, if it's not out.
Yeah, if you don't have a vape with you, you hit the vape less. Yes.
That's the whole point. Last night, I was hitting the vape so much that in the bed that I chucked it on the side of the bed in the crack. And then this morning, I was really embarrassed when I was going rifling to pick it up. You know, that's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing to be addicted.
It's funny because, you know, Mr. You-Know-Who and I have decided that on New Year's that we're going to stop vaping in 2025.
That's great.
And then he said today.
He's like, what if I kept
vaping
out of
the weekends?
Can't
wait for this to be over. Like, he's being forced to vape until the New Year's.
That's so funny. I mean, it's. I feel like most addictions come with a certain amount of self-awareness and self-hatred. It's really sad.
Yeah. Well, it's crazy because it's like, if you're not doing X, you're doing Y.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, you see me that I'm clearly addicted to my computer.
And not editing our podcasts.
I'm really addicted to not editing our podcasts.
That's what you're addicted to.
I don't have Reaper, so I have to do it on your computer, and I don't know the password.
I told Gabe I'm going to change my password to Gabe Sucks.
Yeah,
so that...
honestly, anything I can remember would be great. Anyway.
Okay. Let me hit the vape real hard, and I'll put it to the side.
Hit it. Yesterday, our friend asked me, we were talking about how I should start smoking a pipe.
I didn't hear this.
Yeah, he was like, oh, you should start smoking a pipe. And I was like, yeah, but, I don't need a new addiction. And he's like, oh, I thought you vaped. It's like, get rid of the vape, smoke a pipe. How about that? Why don't you smoke a pipe instead?
Well, it's funny because I haven't owned that many sentimental things in my life. But you know when someone dies, you didn't really even know them and they give you something? It's like, great uncles.
They will it to you?
They give it to you. Oh, like
if
someone
they die,
gave
they give it to you?
Someone gave it to me.
Someone else has to give it to you.
Like this dude that I met like twice died and then he was a big pipe smoker. He had like 20 pipes. My mom gave me one. Or maybe I asked. I don't know. Somehow I wound up with this old fucking dude's pipe. And I remember when I was... like my mom moved, so I'm packing up all my stuff that I wanted to keep, and I was like, in my head, I was like, "Oh, my great uncle's pipe! Oh, that's so cool!" And it slipped out of my hands and broke in half. So I put the halves in the box, taped it up, and now it's in my mom's house.
You didn't want to try to fix it?
No, I think it.
You know, most pipes come apart. So I'm wondering.
No, she cracked.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I guess I didn't look at it too much. I was just like, "Eh, I never really met that guy anyway."
Yeah, it's not like you're going to smoke a pipe anyway. I did smoke a pipe in high school.
I once had a New Year's party when I was in high school, and I drunkenly told my friends they could smoke blunts in the basement. Oh, they weren't even blunts, actually. They were just rolled cigarettes. Okay. My mom came home. My basement was also my mom's office. She came home. She had no problem with the fact that there was a bunch of underage people drinking in the house, but she's like, who's smoking a cig in the basement? It's just two of my friends who I was like, yeah, fuck it.
Whatever.
It's crazy.
Can you tell the yoga ball story?
Oh, God.
Come on.
This is actually good because the person who this involves is pro-Israel.
So
the obvious enemy.
Okay, the enemy is present.
My older sister and I are only 2 years apart. It meant that, like, it's kind of a little competitive. Like, we hung out with each other's friends a lot of the time.
Yeah, when you were kids.
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah, when we were young.
Yeah. This, that story happened in high school. This story is a little
like, I was probably 11. My sister's 13. Her friend's over who's pro-Israel. She was pro-Israel all the time.
Who is currently pro-Israel, yeah.
And she's pro-Israel now.
And when we say pro-Israel, we mean...
She lives there.
Anti-Palestine, which is an important distinction. You know?
What I mean is she lives in Israel. I actually have no idea what her political opinions are. Not all people who live in Israel are pro-Israel, but I got a sense she might be, if you don't know.
I mean, hey, you're contributing to the economy. I mean, here's the thing. I like to say, like, I'm anti-imperialist or, like, anti-U.S., but I live in the U.S. and pay U.S. taxes all the time. Like,
How handsome could you be?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, one of my friends doesn't pay taxes.
How?
They just submit their forms, and they're like, I'm not paying. Literally. they submit the forms every year and they're like, I am not paying because I hate your government. And I'm like, okay, well, that's probably
you'll pay one day.
I personally think that's going to come back to bite them, but I don't know for a fact that it will.
It's interesting. Some things do get forgiven, you know. Like, I was so good. The story's not even funny, but I was so good about paying my, like, medical bills because I thought they come in the mail, you pay them.
Yeah.
And then my mom told me, just don't pay them. Just don't pay them. And I was like, why? And she's like, I never paid for your birth.
Somebody should have told the guy who killed the United CEO that. Hey, just don't pay.
Don't pay. See what happens. Fast forward 2 years. I got like three insurance people. What are those people?
Collections
calling people. Me being like, there's a bill, outstanding bill from 2009. <That's> I'm not even kidding. Basically.
Okay. The programmers are all kids over at your house.
She's over. And my sister, being who she is, was trying to say like, you can't hang out with us.
Sure.
So it was already a tense, you know, environment.
Uh-huh.
But I was hanging out. I threw myself at them. We're in the basement.
You threw
my mom's
at them?
Office. I was just like,
just
fuck
like,
you, I'm hanging out. Yeah. But I do distinctly remember that. The basement, to picture it, is like low ceilings, part my mom's office and then part workout room. But the workout room is just a treadmill that my mom got for working at the same company for 15 years.
Yeah.
I never seen the bitch on it, to be real.
But it was there.
But it's there. Okay. And it's also kind of our playroom, so there's a lot of like materials in there.
This is New York, so everything's multi-purpose.
Our treadmill's also a sofa. My mom's office is the TV. We're down there, and as kids do, start putzing around with the goddamn treadmill, which is kind of a racetrack when you think about it.
What?
You put items on the treadmill. They run down the lane.
Yeah, but they're not racing.
No. Well,
they're all going at the same speed.
We were racing. Different items.
Yeah, but the items all get there at the same time.
No, they're all made of different things. One has wheels. One's a marble. One's a Lincoln log. One's a Lego.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're using it as a racetrack. We are just putting every item in sight onto the treadmill at a very fast speed just to watch it zip off the end and smash into the wall.
Yeah.
Pretty fun. Pretty fun stuff for three kids to be doing.
You got it on high speed and you're smashing the wall.
And it's getting more intense. It's like, what if we put the remote on it? What if we put this on it? What if, you know, it just keep going and going. Yeah. Until the one
escalation.
Moment comes around where we say, hold up, what if we throw the yoga ball onto the treadmill? This is the story you wanted me to tell, isn't it? Huge red yoga ball. Also never seen that bitch use it. Okay. I don't know why it's there.
It was there. It's great for your posture.
I'm not going to say who because I don't remember. It was definitely me or my sister threw the huge red yoga ball just directly at the like 80 miles per hour belt on the treadmill.
Oh yeah.
And it made the
80 miles per hour. There's no way that thing went up to 80.
You can run 80 miles per hour. It felt like 100.
I mean, it felt fast for sure.
How fast do you think it was going? 20?
I think it. I don't even think they go 20.
It was zooming.
It was going
hard. We threw the yoga ball onto the racetrack, and it literally went like.
Wait, do that one more.
No,
give us a better sound.
I don't know. It's just. It sounded like a vacuum sucking up, like, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Is that it?
Way shorter, though. I don't know. So what do you do? Okay. We try restarting the treadmill. It's broken. It won't turn on. Nothing's
working.
Wait,
what happened? So it hits the treadmill. There's a sound.
Then the belt stops.
What happens to the ball?
It flings into the wall, like everything else. But the treadmill is no longer working.
Okay.
That was the end. So we did troubleshoot it a little.
And you're like,
but
okay.
Ultimately we said, no, she's
good
never going to.
She's never going to
fucking realize. And honestly, she probably never would have realized. But once we leave the basement, we evacuate the scene. My older sister goes back on her bullshit where she's like, you're not hanging out with us.
Oh my God.
So what do I do? Snitch.
You snitch?
Yes.
Oh, you're not hanging out with them.
Well, once
I
we got upstairs.
The friend.
No.
But she's saying it to you. You're not hanging out with us.
Yeah, she's like, this is my play date. Get bent.
Sure.
So what do I do? Snitch.
Yeah.
I go to my mom and I say.
I wish everyone could see Jay's face when they say that. They're like the most placid, like almost I can see the vengeance still in their eyes. They're like, I did it. I'd do it again.
Yeah.
Snitch.
That's the one power you have as a child.
Snitch.
Snitch. And call 911. I snitch. I said to my mom. My sister's, she's really been enjoying fact checking this podcast. So I probably have this all wrong and we'll find out soon.
I'm excited to hear what she has
But
to
I'm
say
pretty
about
sure
it.
I went into my mom's room and I said, have you checked the treadmill in a while? Just curious.
Just giving her the opportunity to figure it out herself.
It was something like that. I didn't say like, we broke your treadmill. I was just like, maybe check it out.
You're like smoking a cigarette.
I heard that something might have happened with your treadmill. Maybe you should.
I said,
check it out.
You look great. Have you been working out? Anyway, she goes downstairs. The treadmill's not working. So what
can
is?
Can you tell this story like you are at all interested in it?
I feel like I'm doing like, a pretty good job. Like,
I went downstairs and the treadmill's not working. And when the treadmill's not working.
Well, it's this story hasn't even turned up. This isn't even the entertaining part. Okay, this is just all the goddamn background, but it's all important information. Yeah, after I'm done telling it, you can tell it better. How about that?
No.
Okay, so you're going to love how I tell it.
I love it.
My mom puts on her litigator hat, and she decides to separate all of us.
Her little gator hat?
Litigator.
Oh, it's litigator.
Litigator.
Like she's a lawyer.
Her litigator hat.
She has a little gator hat, and it looks like a crocodile.
And she's a cop now. She separates all of us and decides to ask us what the hell happened. Smart.
Oh, yeah. Lock you all in individual rooms.
Yeah.
Deprive you of food and water.
Mm-hmm.
And get this.
I remember
straight.
Being on the couch. So, lucky. One of the lucky ones.
Yeah.
We didn't have any time to plan.
Who had to sit on the treadmill?
We didn't have any time to plan what the story was. It was very smart, you know, to separate everyone, all the witnesses. But my sister and I, what do? Both blame the pro-Israel girly.
You're like, it was her.
We were like, she's an animal.
She's an animal.
We were sitting there, and she started throwing all this stuff. Lincoln Logs, marbles, Legos.
We were
cars.
Just sitting there. We were like, what are you doing?
We were like, stop. No, my mom, she loves that thing.
I'm surprised you weren't blaming your sister when you snitched to get your sister in trouble.
I think I started remembering what my mom was capable of and feeling guilty.
Oh, yeah?
So we all blamed you know who. My mom calls the friend's parents, gets her to get picked up, and goes insane. Berserk insane.
Berserko.
This is the part you wanted me to
this
tell.
This is the part I'm so excited about.
So my mom says...
Well, I want to say punishment for Karen is a art form. If it's not creative, she doesn't want to do it. Like, she would never do something that was safe and proven effective. She would only do something that put you through exactly what kind of tumult she was feeling at that
time.
Oh,
yeah. She said, you broke something of mine, I'm going to break something of yours.
She
had us go upstairs until she was ready and ripe to come on up there.
She was fuming, taking Jameson shots in the kitchen.
She took a few shots and she said, I'm ready to get what's mine. She comes upstairs.
We're going to make those kids cry.
She comes upstairs. I'm pretty sure she gets me from my room and says, come with me. We go to my sister's room so I can watch my mom destroy like 5 different Barbie dolls. Rips them apart.
I like the torso from leg. I like the implication that like she loves this treadmill.
That's what's
she
crazy.
She loves it.
It's like
hers, and she loves it, and she's gonna destroy what you love to get back at you.
Yeah, and she's like, meanwhile, at the bottom of the screen, there's a counter of like each time she rips a Barbie, it's like $22. She's like, and she's trying to get
Is
to like
Barbie only $22 back then.
Sounds like probably less.
Wow.
They probably weren't real Barbies either. She's trying to meet the quota of destroying what she got for free. Let's not forget. I mean, all her hard work, obviously. Single mother,
that's
you know.
Not for free.
But she's like, there's a counter on the bottom of the screen.
I worked for the company for 5 years and they called me fat.
Yeah. No, we should have broke that years ago. We should have invited them over to watch us fucking break that thing.
Somebody was working at my company for 30 years. And I remember, like, I feel like back in the day, people used to, like, you get a watch or something. They literally gave my coworker a goddamn pizza party. She was working there for 30 years. They gave her a pizza party.
Just cheese. Cheese only.
No, they were topping Chicago style. But what was crazy is I ran into her earlier in the day. And I was like, oh, hi. Are you excited for your celebration? And she says, no, I asked them not to do it.
Oh.
Why? Why are companies like this?
I mean, you need to get your write-off somewhere.
I guess so. I hope the new HR person hears this because someone needs to say it to her face. I don't know if she realizes how much less she spends than the previous HR people. Like, we used to have a holiday party, Dave and frickin' Buster's.
That's sick.
This year, it's at, like, the bar that is in the building that we work at. So.
All right, so I'm in my sister's room, now watching my mom just grab anything that she feels capable of breaking. On the list of things she broke, we got, like, 5 Barbie dolls, a small wicker chair.
No.
Yeah. You don't know this one?
No, that's so sad because wicker chairs are nice.
It was like a Valentine's Day gift. She probably bought us. She bought all this stuff. That's what's crazy.
All her stuff.
We didn't buy this.
But you love it. But how come we don't have any wicker?
I actually have a true OCD horror related to wicker.
Okay.
Okay. Probably because of the story. Now I'm thinking about it.
Go on.
So there's this bear that sat in a little wicker chair My mom probably like tosses the bear off the chair and then she holds it like an accordion and just squishes it into nothing. I'm not even kidding. I mean, she was on the money with having me watch because I remember every single thing she broke with insane detail.
Yeah, she knew exactly how to traumatize you.
She did. Then she went for a baby blanket, which is crazy. A crocheted baby blanket. And she tried to rip it in half. It's not strong enough.
No, crochet is tough to rip
apart. She throws that to the side. She tried to throw it to the side. She says Val's room's over.
She's embarrassed.
She's embarrassed. She's
like, okay, I didn't mean to.
I destroyed enough stuff. It's about like $70 worth of stuff. So she comes into my room. Now it's her turn to watch. The only thing I remember my mom breaking in my room was this cute little like wooden dog that had like it sat on like the edge of a bookshelf. It had dangly legs, dangly arms.
That's so cute.
She knew she could break that. Maybe I just didn't have as much breakable stuff. She didn't do any like smashing.
You have a lot of more robust toys.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have any toys. This is my only toy. She fucking rips.
She killed my dog.
She ripped all the limbs off him. She ripped all the limbs off him. I'm so sad. That's the only thing I remember her breaking into my room. And then she probably just fucking marches downstairs. And my sister and I are just like looking at the detritus of all of her favorite toys. Like, she finally lost it. I mean, the outro of the story is that I took all of the little limbs off the dog toy and put it in a plastic bag and put it on the outside of my door.
So that
every time she would come and tuck me in, she would see it.
I like that because it shows that you have the same kind of instinct that she does. Mm-hmm. Is like, oh, you hurt me, I'm going to hurt you. You know, it's like you punish her the same way that she punishes you.
I said, I'm going to put all my dog's legs in a see-through purse and you're going to look at them every time you come in my room.
You're going
to
see it.
Which she didn't like coming in my room that much because she had to walk up a flight of stairs. So she didn't tuck us in that much. Smart woman.
It's a wise lady.
Yeah, wise lady, yeah. If you thought it was over then, it's not. Brought us to a garden center and made us buy her two individual roses, old style roses, to further punish us with actually our own money, and then made us plant them in the backyard.
Oh my God. Yeah. You had to watch those roses grow as your love shrank.
And that's like probably 45 each. That's the story of the treadmill.
Okay, thank you for telling the story. I feel like we needed to get it on tape.
I just want to say it at
honestly,
no point.
I don't feel like we should release this episode.
Really? I mean, with saying that, I don't consider any of this abusive. I really don't.
This was the good parent.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I love my mother. I could see where she was coming from.
Yeah. You would do the same thing if you were a parent, which is why you should never have kids. You would.
I would not. In the end, you know what was wrong with the treadmill? It blew a fuse. It was actually fine.
Oh, yeah?
It wasn't broken. It was pretty easy to fix.
Oh, great. The thing that I would constantly get in trouble for breaking was the drywall. Like, so I lived in a really old house growing up, and we did not have a lot of money for the house. My parents, they had this philosophy where they were like, we're going to spend on our kids' education, and we're not going to spend on the house because we're just living here.
Kids were starving. Very smart.
We weren't starving. Like, we were taken care of, but the house itself, like, literally, by the time we ended up moving out of that house, the actual porch had collapsed. In my childhood bedroom, consistently, in the summers, I would hear raccoons and squirrels living in the gap between my ceiling and the floor above.
That's fun.
Yeah. I mean, like, it was an old house. And there were gaps in the drywall. And I would, like, just pick at them. The same way I pick at my little zits, mm-hmm. right? I would just, like, peel it all off. Sometimes I like to say that, in my current life, I have, like, intrusive thoughts and like mental illness and whatever, and so I like to say that. So sometimes when I have an intrusive thought, I like to say, oh, that's the lead paint leaving my body, because this old house, I'm peeling at the wall, I definitely was getting lead exposure.
Side note, there was a kid who went to our college who people called Lead Paint Sam, because the reason he was able to afford to go to our college is because he had won a lead paint lawsuit as a child.
Settlement.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pros and cons.
I mean, mostly cons. Anyway, I mean, I would draw on the walls sometimes and get in trouble for that.
But you're not telling the part, like, how did you get punished? I'm looking for a story of you being punished.
I know,
punished.
I'm thinking about it. Oh my God, here's a story. I don't remember what I originally got in trouble for, but I got in trouble such that they were like, no more Game Boy. So my mom took my Game Boy Color and put it in her purse. And she's like, it's staying here until punishment's over. And I stole it.
Of course.
And I just remember we were driving to school. And I was like, I'm going to play in the back seat. I was like, I'm sitting in the backpack so I can play and she won't see me. So I turn it on. The fucking volume is on. It goes, ba-da-ding, you know, the little like Nintendo. Yeah. So she fucking pulls the goddamn car over and she's like, you sat in the back just to hide it from me? And I was like, And she's like, you stole it from my purse. And I was like, And she was like, you're walking the rest of the way to school.
Did you?
Yeah, that's what she would do to me.
Well, that's actually pretty good.
She would quite often, if I was being a little bastard, she'd make me walk all the way to school.
How far?
Usually like a mile. I mean, the thing is, she worked at my school, so that's true.
So she would show up to work. Anyway. You'd show up 3 hours later.
Well, but she worked at school, so she'd show up really early, and we'd be hanging around at school before school started. So me having to walk to school, I'd still be way early. Mm-hmm. It wasn't that bad. I remember. Oh, one time I got hit, it's because I put silly putty on the floor.
Yeah, parents don't like when you put stuff on the floor.
Well, silly
they?
Putty specifically be on this, like, this was like a place where the floor was like not super finished. Like it was a place where the wood was chipping. And so.
So you
like,
were fixing it. You took it upon yourself.
Well, there was silly
I was
putty
sealing
on
it.
And she was like, I told you not to put that bullshit here. And it was my first time ever hearing her swear. And I was like, I was so fucking scared. I used to, here's the thing. I used to think my mom was the one with the anger issues. But that's just because my dad,
drank all the time.
He didn't drink all the time.
No, I'm kidding.
Here's my parents' relationship with alcohol. They're like, I like a Rolling Rock.
One?
Yeah.
Pussies.
I know. They're like, ooh, Guinness is so delicious. I'm trying to think of like any other good punishments.
I mean, that's good.
Those are good? You like those stories?
They're all right. I mean, they're appropriate. They aren't child protective services level, and that's good for the podcast.
Yeah, that's good.
We don't tell
I mean,
any
they did
CPS.
Hit me. Is that allowed? I guess that is allowed.
I mean, you know, sometimes should. I feel
here's
like your parent.
There are times. Yeah, you do.
I had to tell Gabe last night before we went out that he had to be nice.
Yes. I was going to be.
I
just didn't want to be nice to you.
I had to say, Gabe, I'm saying this now so that later I can say I had said something. You got to be nice today.
Yeah, you did. I was being a little stinker.
You're being stinky, but stinky's
well,
fine.
I was a little pissed off. My fucking plans canceled on me and your boyfriend wouldn't stop making internet references.
Yeah, I get a little pissed off too.
He's like, we're in the Uber. He's explaining the difference between a pedophile and a hebophile. I'm like, I don't want to know what podcast you listen to to tell me about this. He's like justifying it by saying, I heard about this on a podcast. We made the best of it. I had a great time. I danced. I like when we came home, I asked, because I was like, as I get self-conscious about my dancing because the past couple times I've been dancing, like, I feel like people have been a little judgy or been like, you're not dancing right. So I was
you like, just look like you dance better. That's the problem. It's not that you dance bad. It just looks like you'd be able to do better.
Maybe I can do better. I used to take swing dancing. That was my sport in high school. My sport in high school was swing dancing, and like I was considered one of the better swing dancers. So maybe it's just that I actually need to like learn moves and get
that was the way your school of calling you gay.
Yes.
That was your school calling you gay.
Yeah. I mean, I chose it. But I was good. Like I was a good leader. Like people like I don't know, people like dancing with me. It was a partner dance. So I think like maybe if I just like took like a hip hop class or something. What?
No, it's just
what? Funny. I wanted to say modern dance, but modern dance is not what I thought it was. Because modern dance is not like
grinding.
The dance that people do now. It's like, it's like what if ballet was gayer? It's like, what if ballet made no sense and was gay? Okay, cut the gay part. Cut it.
Cut the part where I said gay okay. Six times.
Gay. This is probably one of our worst episodes yet. But we're
if
doing
only that. Game. If only that was true. This is an exercise in speaking.
Okay, so what were we saying about last night?
You got bailed on.
Oh, okay. I got bailed on, so I was in a bad mood. But also, when we came home last night, I said, like, how did I do dancing? And you said, it's okay. I'm so proud of you.
Did I say that?
Something like that.
What Gabe's leaving out is that he crawled in bed and watched Family Guy with me.
Yeah, we did watch Family Guy. I was cock blocking you. That was my plan. Maybe this is too much information. When I go in bed with my partner and we are both, like, ready to fall asleep, we still be fucking. We're like, I need to go to sleep. Unless
my partner is an old man, okay, an old man.
He's 30.
I mean, this might be a TMI, but what that would look like if I pushed him into staying up, it would look like
sleeping with a corpse. You can't peg a man when he's asleep.
Now you can peg a man, but you don't get pegged back. That's the problem. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, it'd be a one way street.
Yeah,
that's no fun.
In which case, I'd rather him fall asleep so that I can watch Family Guy.
But it's better than sex sometimes. Okay, I want to talk more about last night. I want to talk about how I was going to faint.
Best new excuse when you're doing a fucking thick number two at a public business is saying, I felt faint. Sorry, I'm just sitting here.
So basically,
just sitting on the toilet. I'm not doing anything.
I feel like the first sign that I did something where I was wrong. So we were standing waiting for a table at a restaurant, and I started to feel, I have a long history of fainting in my life. Especially in my childhood, I fainted many times. In my adulthood, I have not fainted, but I have
felt
faint many times. And, but the thing is, now I just really know how to deal with it very well. So I was like, we're waiting for a table, so I cannot sit down right now. So I'm going to go to the bathroom. But I think the first sign that you should have known something was off is that instead of taking my jacket with me to the bathroom, I said to your boyfriend, I said, can you hold this for me?
Well, we just thought you were going to do a sloppy number two.
Yeah, you thought I was going to fucking gear in. You thought I had to go. And didn't. But the thing is, they usually have hooks, you know?
Interesting.
Do you know that a stall has a hook for your jacket?
Well, I was taking a public shit this morning, and there was no hook. I had to put my jacket in the sink.
Ew.
I'm not even kidding.
Okay. PSA, please put a hook in your bathroom. Okay. So I'm sitting in there with my head between my knees.
The pants were up?
The pants were up.
Oh, God. And I'm gross for putting my jacket in the sink.
Why is that bad?
Because they don't have lids. You're sitting on the toilet.
I'm sitting on the toilet seat with my pants.
With my pants. Whatever.
How is that worse? How is that worse than doing it with your
Because you don't do laundry. Because you don't.
I'm opening my hole to the seat and the water, and that's somehow more cleanly.
Yeah, well, because you take more showers than you take more laundry
showers. You'd be fucking surprised. You'd be fucking surprised. That's just, I can't take that, this distinction.
You were wearing jeans.
Yes, I was wearing jeans.
How often do you wash those?
Not very often.
That's what I'm saying.
But I can't with this. It's untenable to me.
Listen, respond in the comment section.
Yeah, what do you do?
I would at least pull my pants down and try.
Well, here's the fucking worst thing. Let's say I'm at my house, right? And someone wants to sit on my toilet while I'm brushing my teeth or whatever. Or, you know, we're communally in the bathroom, but they want to take a seat just to sit down. They put the cover down. That cover is not a seat. That's a cover. It is plastic. It is flimsy. And when you sit on it, you are causing it to break.
He took toilet seat too, literally.
No, the toilet seat is the thing with the hole in it.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. You
Sometimes when there is a older toilet and it has like a wooden cover, you can sit on that because it is sturdy. When you're in my apartment, we have a plastic cover that goes over the top of the seat. The reason that exists is not to sit on it. The reason that exists is to stop you from dropping stuff in the toilet. 100%. 100%.
I sit on it and I always hear that sound.
Yeah. No, it doesn't want you to sit on it. It's not made for that. Sit on the seat.
Whatever. What you were doing was weird. Doesn't matter how you were sitting. You were gone for 20 minutes. Maybe
okay,
25.
Okay, I sent a group text. I think this was kind to do because I thought about maybe I'll just text you, right, mm-hmm. and tell you what's going on. But then I was like, I want to make sure somebody sees it. So I texted everybody that we were out with. I texted the whole group. And I was like, just so everyone knows, I'm feeling a little faint. Let me know when you have a table. Because I don't want to stand up for that long. And I was like, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to order some orange juice. I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to order some orange juice.
And salmon.
And some salmon. Well, the salmon I had already decided on. I love fish. I love eating fish. And apparently it's good for my cholesterol. What's so wrong with me eating fish? Why are you looking at me like that?
Just something about eating fucking salmon, asparagus, and orange juice is not right.
My mom used to cook salmon with orange juice. Yeah, it's good. Have you ever noticed that every time you order fish, they give you a goddamn lemon? It's because citrus goes well with fish. You fucking idiot.
The way it was told to me was like, Gabe's sick. They said Gabe's sick.
Okay, I do want to say the way that your boyfriend reacted.
I know, it wasn't good.
Bad texting, and it just shows that, I mean, it was a total misunderstanding.
He doesn't know how to help.
Through.
I mean, once I read it and it said I'm feeling faint, I was like, if I had read that, I would have brought you water.
I'm fine.
Or something.
Okay. I know you're going to judge me for this.
But you drank toilet water.
I was putting my head in the toilet. No, I drank from the sink in the bathroom.
That's all right.
That's all right?
Yeah, because no one else has ever done that in there.
It's probably lead pipes or whatever. Like, it's probably not great.
Okay, so Gabe was on the toilet for like 40.
I'll read the text exactly.
Let's get the timestamps.
Okay, at 8:32 p.m., we're having a late dinner. And we've been waiting for a table for a while. They lost our reservation. Don't worry about it. But okay, I say, I'm on the toilet, leaning forward so that I can get as much blood to my head as possible. And I say, I'm feeling a little faint, period. Let me know when we have a table and I'll come and join you, period. I don't want to stand for too long. That's pretty simple. I tell you exactly what I need, which is to let me know when we have a table. I don't really need any other information. In three separate texts, I get the following messages from your boyfriend. Oh no. That's the first text. They're all the same minute, so it's not too far apart. Yeah. But, oh no. Yes, BB. Yes, BB? You think that made me feel reassured when I was on the toilet? Here's the thing. When he says yes, BB, I don't feel like he really understands what I'm asking for. I don't feel reassured. And then he says, feel better. Bro, I already am starting to feel better. I just need you to let me know. I just told you what I need.
I know, yeah. No,
I told you what I need.
All the wrong things.
And you said you want me to bring you water. And I say, no, just let me know when you're seated. Thank you. I'm fine, really. I should have said I was fine earlier. And then you'd let me know where the table is and I go upstairs.
Wait, can we get the time check on when we get the table, though? Because I want to know how long you're in the bathroom.
Okay, but I sent the message. I'd already been there for like maybe 3 or 4 minutes. We get the table at 8:41. So I was in the bathroom for like 15 minutes.
Felt like hours.
You missed me?
Yeah.
You missed
me. I was like, something's off about this group. There's no one here I want to talk to. And then I realized Gabe had been in the bathroom for 20 minutes. And I was like, oh, that's why I haven't said a word.
I do. We have a problem where when we're in a group situation, we're just talking to each other. And like everyone else is like chiming in. But we really do just talk the whole time.
That's true. Sometimes I try to shut up and nothing good happens. So I come back in.
I will say yesterday, something really nice happened at that dinner. Which is, for the first time in a very long time, I was sat with a group of people and we were all very candid about how much money we make.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I like that you brought that up. It changed the dynamic of that whole conversation. I felt so much more free. I will say, your boyfriend, so defensive. Before you even accused him of anything. Well, because other people were also saying like, oh, where's this coming from? Where's this coming from? Right? As it, like, everyone was leading you into having a conflict. But you were not trying to have a conflict. I could tell. You were just like, I'm curious. Like, let's all talk about this. But because he came in really defensive, then you came in and you were like, because he, you know, he has a high paying job.
Well, so to be clear, I was asking everyone, let's go around the table and say, how many hours on average do you work a week? Actually work.
Like, your lunch doesn't count. YouTube videos don't count. You know, how much time is your mind invested in work?
Not how many hours are you online? How many hours are you squiggling the mouse to stay active? Yeah. We're saying, how many hours a day do you work? I wasn't saying because I work so much. I was just saying, how many hours do you work and how much money do you make? Simple question. We all went around. Everyone said, you know, maybe 3 hours a day. On average, that's maybe 15 hours a week. I make $40,000.
Yeah. Okay. But I will say there's something about it that I'm like, there's something interesting because like, okay. So for example, you have to drive to jobs, right? That is part of your job. You have to get there. And I would say you are working because you are in a car. And driving there to get there. Even if you were in the passenger seat, I would say, like, that's working.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you can think about something else. But for me, on the train, not billable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's something interesting about that. Anyway, whatever. So you started this conversation, and everyone's talking about it. And because he, you know, made the most at the table, and also maybe felt as if there was an accusation that people who work office jobs don't work their full hours. He came in a little hot.
He did.
Nothing wrong with it, but he came in a little hot. And so then because he came in hot, he almost overestimated a little bit. Just a little bit. And so you came in and you were like, I know how much you actually work. And it's not that much. But also you came in a little hot too. Mm-hmm. Because you came in a little high. Because you were like, here's how much I work. And I was like, you have to average it between the off season. Because in the off season, you work a lot less per day. Per day, you work a lot less. And if you average it out, you end up with less. Well, not less than other people. You still had, of the people at the table, you still had the highest average hours worked per week. Just so you know.
And the lowest amount of income.
What are you doing wrong?
I don't know. I have a passion.
I did, at a certain point in the conversation, somebody asked if anybody had invested in your business. And I was like, this should be an investor meeting. We should get these people to all buy stock.
I've had people actually ask to invest in my business, and I've said no to all of them. I would like to discuss my public outburst at the meal.
I loved that. That was so great. Okay, so here's the thing. Jay's a very candid person, as you all clearly know. Not only had we been waiting for a table at this place, when we arrived, I said we had a reservation. We didn't quite have a reservation. We were on the wait list, right? We showed up at 7:30,
mm-hmm.
And we said, so we're already late for dinner. But we say, we would like a table for 5 people. They say, it'll be 45 minutes. We go to another bar to wait. We don't get a call. Your boyfriend checks the reservation, and it says, you have been seated. It's like, bruh, we have not been seated. We go back to the restaurant. They gave someone else a reservation.
That's true.
Which has never happened to me before.
Mm-mm.
But they called out for 5, and somebody was like, us, that's us. So we lost. And so we told them and they were like, we're going to get you a table. It then took them 30 fucking minutes, mm-hmm. to give us a table that was open when we got there. To be clear, the reservation table that they have in like a private room in the back, which also the servers never walk by. So you never get any service when you're there. But
yeah, they made it look like we got the best seat in the house. I was like, first off, we passed 2 tables we all could have fit up on our way to the private room.
Yeah.
But as soon as we sat there, I was like, Y'all think we won big, we lost.
They put us in there. It also frustrates me because that table was definitely open the entire time.
Yeah, that's
true. They didn't have to wipe it off because nobody had been sitting there. I was literally huddled in the bathroom while that table was sitting open. I was crying my eyes out, feeling like I was going to pass out on the
jeans
floor
on toilet.
I literally listened to somebody do coke in the stall next to me. I don't know that for sure, but I heard two people walk into the stall and one of them say, "What is this?" So I'm pretty sure.
There's not that many other things it could have been.
There's really not. Clearly, we've been waiting a while. We feel a little left to the side by this restaurant. I mean,
I'm like, thank God I took two gabapentin on the way here. Cause
yeah, seriously.
I would have went berserk,
like,
though.
You know, obviously, like, we have a lot of sympathy for people in the service industry. We're still going to tip generously. We are still, like, we're not trying to take it out on anybody. But
babies are hungry.
But we're hungry. Jay especially is hangry. I'm literally feeling faint. I need to eat something. The server comes in and is walking around the table. I don't know what they're doing because they're not taking our orders yet. Oh, they're bringing around the water. Right? They're bringing around the water. As soon as they leave Jay's peripheral vision going behind them, I don't know why. Jay assumes there's like a door behind them or something and like they disappear. And Jay just goes, "We're fucked."
I said, "We are so fucked."
We are, but it was like a slam on the table. So it's like, "We are so fucked." And then they see the person come in their peripheral vision. And they're like, "I'm so sorry." So it's like in terms of timing, it's like, "We are so fucked. I'm so sorry."
I thought that he put the waters down and ran away.
Yeah,
but and he wasn't going to take our order. I mean, that is what happened. He didn't take our order in that moment, did he?
No, he did.
No, oh, God, he did.
No, he did.
And he was so good.
The server was great, cutie patootie. And very kind.
Yeah.
I mean, not ever present, but, you know, we were in a back room where they have a lot of tables to go to. We definitely weren't in their section.
Did you like me trying to save it, though?
How did you save it?
With my head, like, down on the table because I was now mortified, I said...
Yeah, you were deeply apologizing.
I said, the menu wouldn't load. That's what I said.
Yeah. That's
and then
true.
And then he said, "Do you want the Wi-Fi?" I was like, "Oh, God, you're making this so much worse."
It's because they don't have a paper menu. It's crazy. They need a paper menu. Okay, but then it was really funny because I don't know whether your boyfriend was like trying to antagonize you or if he legitimately didn't know what you were talking about, because as the server is still there, he's like, "Wait, why are we fucked? Wait, what's going, why are we fucked? Can you explain that?"
Yeah, Jay, what's going on with that?
What you talking about?
That's funny.
I mean, but also he does not care about complaining in front of staff at all.
I know. And then he just openly complained.
He was like, "Well, we were waiting for 45 minutes.
I was like, "Damn, dude, I accidentally complained." He shot that one.
He fucking
out there.
Shot it right out. I mean, you know, he's not trying to make anyone feel bad, but they did end up giving us a discount, I assume, because of that. Those two.
It
comments.
Was a 10% discount. So I did tell everyone at the table, "You're fucking welcome.
You're fucking welcome for the discount." We should do that more often. We should.
We should take more gabapentin.
Okay. I also think something that's really funny is obviously, so we're having trouble loading the menus, you know, blah, 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 blah. We wanted everyone to have their orders ready so we could get our drinks and our entrees in right then as the server's there the first time, because we assume we're not going to get a lot of service back there. To be clear, it's just not in their section. It's just outside their section. So, you know, we say, "Is everybody ready?" And then I'm like, I'm the first one ready. So I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'll go first. What kind of juice do you have?" It's like immediately not clear on the menu.
That guy's like, "I'm not making any money off this goddamn table."
But it was just interesting because I knew what entree I wanted. And then, but I just didn't know what juice I needed to, I was probably going to get orange juice, but I was like, if they had something like guava, I'd get a guava.
Honestly, though, my partner killed it, though. He ordered two drinks at the same time because he knew. He was that guy was not going to come back around.
Well, the drinks took a really long time, too. I don't know what happened with that. They say, "Oh, something got blacked out the bar." I think they just didn't put it in.
Oh, you know.
I always assume that's what happened.
Honestly,
I want to know why I think they just didn't put it in. All the ice was still ice when they brought it to us.
Yeah. Well, I was having a lot of empathy that night because I've hosted. I've told people how long it's going to be. I've waited for people to get up before.
Yep.
I've watched dads get angry and take it out on their families.
I've been all of those guys.
And I've served too. And honestly, like every single shift, I forget to fire something to the kitchen. And I'm just watching someone get more and more mad. And I'm like, come on, these people in the kitchen, they got to hurry it up. They got to get this omelet out here. And I realized I never fired it. And I will say any excuse to be like, there's a problem in the kitchen. I was the problem.
Yeah, we have nothing against the servers. We have nothing against the restaurant industry. Well, we maybe have something against the wages. Pay them higher. No tips. I don't think we should have a tipping culture. That's my opinion.
True.
But that doesn't mean I don't tip. I do tip. You don't, but I do.
No, I tip really well.
Oh, you tip waiters. You
unless
don't tip
I'm an
Ubers.
Uber. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, whatever. It was a mess. It's a good spot. And the salmon was good.
No, they do have great food. I mean, the thing is, all in all, I did pick that restaurant for a reason.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, what else have you done bad this week?
I
got stood up this week.
Yeah.
That's why. That's honestly why I was in such a bad mood yesterday, because I didn't get stood up. I didn't show up somewhere and they weren't there. But I had someone, we had plans, and then they're like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. And when as soon as somebody says, I might not be feeling well, I'm like, bro, you're not coming. Just cancel. And when someone's like, I might cancel, I'm like, you've already canceled.
Yeah, I already made it.
Nobody's ever followed through on plans after they said, like, I might. People love canceling. People love quitting, not coming to stuff. And so as soon as they say, like, oh, just so you know, I might not. I'm feeling a little weird, and I might be feeling weird later. And like, I don't.
One thing though that I do love about you, and also hate at the same time, is that you never shit talk people unnecessarily. True. Bad things will happen to Gabe all the time, and I'm like, fuck that person, dump them. What a piece of fucking shit. I always hated them.
Yeah,
and Gabe just looks at me.
Yep.
Doesn't say anything back. I mean, the other night he was doing a stand up.
Yeah.
And it was an award show.
Yeah, it was a competition.
And he did pay me $10 to vote for him.
I did.
I tried to get the other people behind us to vote for you by saying he'll give you $10 right now.
I honestly should have done it because I lost.
Yeah. And then when the person won, I was like so eager to be like, yo, that fucking dude wasn't funny at all. Like, fuck that dude. Like, what the fuck? And Gabe just, once again, just looked at me.
I didn't think it was that bad.
He was like, I thought he was pretty good.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I don't hate on gay people. If that guy was straight, I would have shit on him to no end.
You don't know he's gay.
He does material about being gay. You think he does material about being on Grindr, and he's a straight man.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
It's possible.
I'm not getting a gay vibe from him.
Honestly, you're the straightest looking person I've ever met.
Ever since I took that one tee shot, I've been finding girls hot. I had...
Wait, did I tell you about this? Wait, were we having this conversation where somebody was like, oh yeah, ever since I started taking tea, I've been... What was it? I've been really good at math. Someone like literally like just like being misogynist. They're like, ever since I've been taking this tee shot, I've been a real fucking misogynist.
Well, that's awesome. I've been attracted to women more times in the past 2 months than I have in the past 5 years.
But you didn't take it 2 months ago.
I took it like a month ago.
You took it like 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Well, no. I mean, that's okay. My math's bad. I haven't taken enough tea to be good at math. But yeah, no, I've been like finding girls sexy. I think there's something there.
Maybe.
Lower standards. Wait, that's rude.
That's Sorry. Really funny, though. Oh, man. That is bad boy behavior. All right. Do we have anything else we want to talk about, or is that it?
No. Okay. Can you think of anything?
Nope.
Just that.
I just want to say thank you for getting me up to do the podcast today. I love you, and I love doing this with you. So just remember, everyone, always be on your best behavior.
And...